On Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, little after the middle of the Amud. We had heard before that Shmuel holds that the Bein HaShemoshes of Tisha B'Av is Mutter. And he holds the Bein HaShemoshes of Atayna Sibo is also Mutter. Dor HaShrovet. Ubrois um ein Nikais mis anois um Ashlimes boi kederer she mis anois um Ashlimes piyem HaKippurim that there is no kules for a muberes in a meinekes the mashlim the tainis ubein ashmoshes shaloi osa second Allah Rava said that bein ashmoshes of Tisha B'Av is osa v'chein omru mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan that bein ashmoshes is osa. Fragt die Gemara im Miyoma Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that Bein HaShemoshes is also by Tisha B'Av, for Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av einoi ketayne sibo. Tisha B'Av is not like a tayne sibo. So the Gemara understood, my love le Bein HaShemoshes. That he means legabi Bein HaShemoshes, that a tayne sibo is also like the Pashtis, a Mishnah Oichlim v'shoisim mibo'oid yoim, but Bein HaShemoshes is also, and Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny sibo. Tisha B'Av Bein HaShemoshes is muta. So the Gemara loy l'moloch. Now that what Rabbi Yochanan holds l'gabi Bein HaShemoshes both are also, and that what he says einik a tiny sibo means l'gabi moloche. Mokim shenoagu. So here by a Tisha B'Av you're allowed to do Moloche, and by a tiny Sibo you're not allowed to do Moloche. Like the Gemara, we learned that there's no Issa Moloche. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell you this. We learned Tanina, we learned in the Mishneh, Mokim Shenogu Lassis Moloche B'Tisha B'Av Oisim. But Mokim Shenogu Shaboy Lassis Ein Oisim. So it's totally Miniga Mokim. So it's not like a tiny sibo. Vafilo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that had said that loyelam yasa adam atzmei talmud chachim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not hold loyama ela dechiyosev loyavim loymerzi kiyula. It's only a heter, but he's permitted to feel zech via talmud chachim. In a mokim shano gulas is moloch and it's a merzi kiyura, but there's no isla, ave meisla lo yasa. So we don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell us Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny sibo l'gabi moloch, we have a Mishnah telling us this. And for the Gemara, alamai eine ke tiny sibo l'tfilas nila. That's pshat. A tiny sibo, there are four tfilas in that day. There's a tfil of nila also. And by Tisha B'Av there's no tefillas nila. Frag the Gemara va'omar Rabbi Yochanan ulevai sheyispalel odom va'oilach kol hayom kulay. How could you say there's no nila by Tisha B'Av? Rabbi Yochanan said that a person can be mispalel the whole day. And for the Gemara, hosam choiva ocha rishus. Now we'll see this amachlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, how we understand this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, Elevai sheyispalel odom kol hayom kulay. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, my love, la'achilos bein HaShemoshes, that achilos bein HaShemoshes is muta by Tisha B'Av, and also by Taina Sibo. So Moses, lo'ilu meloche shel yom atzmoy. We're talking about the Moloch Shal Yoim. The Meshal wants to be Moichik Misha Techshach. Because by a tiny Sibo, it is only also the Moloch Adavke B'Yoim. Not the Laila, the Laila Tainis is Mutab Moloch. So let us be Moichik. Laila Moloch Shal Yoim Atzmoy. Vashmi'inon, the Betaina Sibo also, Ubetezba of Shori. Avilu Rab Shimon, so the Gemara said it's Poshet Tanin, that says in the Mishnah that there's no Issa Melach. Well, Rab Shimon Lavle Meiser also. He never came to Asa, Ele Im Yirtze, Mi She'ein Ei Talmud Chochem, Las His Altsmei Ke Talmud Chochem, Veli Botel Bemokim Oisim Rashoi, Shimon Gamliel is telling us a heta. Lechashina dilme merzi ki yuaro. So the Gemara answered letfilas nila. That was Rabbi Yochanan said Tisha B'av eine ketayne sibo letfilas nila. Shebetayne sibo hoyu mispalalim tfilas nila. Kedisnam bepeg basra de taynes. Begimel prokim bashana kahanim noisim kapeyim dalet pomim bayoim. Shaches and Musaf and Mincha and Nila, Veil and Gimel Prokim, Tainis and Mamodis, Vema Kippurim. So see by Tainis, there was a Tfilas Nila. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'Meseches Broches, the Ein B'Tfila Yisere, Mishim Broche Levatol. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan said that an extra Tfila is not a Broche Levatol. So, Memele, so how could you say that Tisha B'Av, you cannot say Tfilas Nila? Why can you say Tfilas Nila? You can say Tfilas Nila a whole year if you want to. So how could he say that Tisha B'Av is not like Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara Avamin El, that you can't say Nila? Why can't you say Nila? And with the Gemara, awesome, the Chayva, not he means that you can't say. Can you? You can say. Now, how some the chayiva betayne sibo chayiva midarabon? By tayne sibo, there's a chayiva midarabon to daven nila. Ubetisha bov ashminon de lav chayiva hu. Even though it's a tayne, but there's no chayiv. Umikoma ki mibol espalu kol yemais ashon and mutter. If he wants to daven, a levai. If he wants to daven, he's permitted in the levai. Fakert, it's a good zach. Alavayshi is palo kolayim kulay. But it is al kaponim, there is not a chayva, there is not a chayva to be mispalo. That is the difference. Zok taisis. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, alavayshi is palo kolayim. Zok taisis, af al gav, the Rabbi Yochanan, ayri davke besofik loy his palo. Aber vadai his palo, osel his palo. Now, Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said, according to, in Rashi and Brochus, we also see the same inyan. Rashi and Brochus held that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a person is permitted to daven whenever he wants. It seems it's not a bad idea. Olavai she yispalo kola yayim kula. You're allowed to, and then it's not a bad Indian. Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Taisus says, afal gav the Rabbi Yochanan, ayri davke besofik lo yispalo. The whole Rabbi Yochanan that says, olavai she yispalo kola yayim kula, is speaking about if he was mesupik, if he davened. Avol vada yispalo, osel yispalo. That's it is a Taisus. Ki demuchach b'mishem meisoy. The comma, the Gemara says, sofik yispalo, sofik lo yispalo, al yispalo. Rabbi Yochanan omar levai she yispalo kol hayoyim. That's one raya of Taisvis. So b'emerson, the raya l'chayr is not so muchach. We have our machloikis. The first man, the omar, sofik yispalo, sofik lo yispalo, al yispalo. Not allowed to be mispalo. Rabbi Yochanan omar, levai she yispalo kol hayoyim. So Taisus understood that Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about a case of Sofik. It's not Mucha. Because Rashi learned Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about all the time, levai she yispalo kol hayoyim. So Memele, by Sofik, is zich allowed to be mispalo, but not that Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about a Sofik. The comma Taisus brings a second raya. It says in mispalo, im umotze tzibo mispalolim, Im yochel lechadish dove betvilosa yachse v'yispalo v'im lav al yispalo. The Gemara is, in Bracha says as follows. A person daven. And he daven b'yachidis. No, a tvila b'yachidis is sheneim ola davening. So I would think, now he found a tzibo davening, so he should daven over nochmol. This is, a tvila b'tzibo he didn't daven. Steht in the Gemara, no. You're not allowed to daven again. You davened already once. Unless if he can be mechadish something in the tefillah, yarsa yispalo v'imlav al yispalo. Now the second raya of Taisvis is also nishtazay muchach. This is that's a member of Shmuel. That's not a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Taisva seems to hold that the Gemara brings it down, so that's a Dava Muskim, everyone holds like this. But Bemison, Rashi and Brachas doesn't learn like this. This is a Svar of another man, the Yama. That you have to be Machadish. Rabbi Yechanan holds Levi Shispalo Kola Yem Kula, the aim betvila Yisair Mishim Brachal of Atola. Al Koponim, Shitas HaTaisvis is not like Rashi. Shitas HaTaisvis is that one is only permitted to be Mispalo Kola Yem if he's Misupik. So now Taisvis has a problem. So what is the Dimyan of our Gemara? How could Rabbi Yochanan say that Tisha B'Av you don't daven nila? Rabbi Yochanan said that the Levayishes Pal Odom Kol Yom Kulay. Mein Shmita Leitzal Sina. Rabbi Yochanan said if you're Mesupik you should daven. Abo, what's for Shaiches Otos Tanila? So Taisim says, Mikol Mokim Poruch Shapa. Kivin the Rabbi Yochanan Al Hasofik. Mechayev lehispalo. So Taisvis all of a sudden says one yisod. And that's when this was the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was that what Rabbi Yochanan said, Olavai shehispalo kol hayom kuloi, is means that there's a chiyuv to be mispalo. That's how Taisvis learns. Taisvis says, kivin Rabbi Yochanan ala safik mechayev lehispalo. So Taisus loim shat as follows. Sofik yispalo, sofik lo yispalo, al yispalo. And Rabbi Yochanan nomar levai sheyispalo means he's chayev lispalo. In pain, so if Rabbi Yochanan holds, you chayev to be mispalo. If you're mesupik, if you're daven. In pain, betisha bov, the dom iletaina siva bekam advorim. Tisha bov has similarities to taina siva bekam advorim. And in the tiny Siba the Svilas Nile, but as Bob Nami is Palo. So Tisha Bob also, you should also be Miss Palo. Now we have to understand how do we come to this conclusion? What is the logic of this? Tisha Bob is Doime in many ways to tiny Siba. So therefore, the tiny Siba. The Tfilas Nila, but Tisha B'Av, there should also be a Tfilas Nila. So what is Pshat in the Kashya? What is the Dimyan to Safek Yispalo? So that's my Pshat in Taisvus is, and I found came out like this in the Taisvus HaRajbe, that Pshat is like this, that if Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person is mesupik, he's chayiv lehispalo. He's chayiv lehispalo. Now, chayiv lehispalo is a mouthful. That means he doesn't know if he davened or not, and you're chayiv lehispalo. My mechayiv. So, weiss the chayis, for tefillah, you don't need a sibe gemure to be mechayiv him. Atzad, chayiv, you're mechayiv taket. If there's a possibility, maybe you didn't daven, you're mechuyev to daven. Tefillah does not need a sibe gemure. The lashon of the Tosfos HaRashbam is the Rabbi Yochanan svirelei ba'alilo ktano malo lispalo. If you have a little sibe, it is already a chiyev to daven. So memele, if you would need, in order to be mechuyev to daven, you need a pesach sibe gemure. So good, Tisha B'Av is gleich to tainis sibe abel. The similarities, but maybe you need all the components of a tiny sibo to be mechayim tvilas nila. But if I see Rabbi Yochanan holds that afilu a sibo ktan is also a mechayim, as long as there a tzad that you should have to daven, you daven already. So Tisha B'Av is also a tzad you should have to daven. It's also a tzad. It has some similarities to a tiny sibo. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So pshat in the Gemara's kasha was that by Nila you should be chayim, by Tisha B'Av you should be chayim to daven tefillas Nila, because there's some similarities to a tiny sibo. Umishani, what's emphasis the Gemara? Hosam choyve v'hoche rishus, perish. Loy legamri lishus, ela lav chayva have, ela mitzvah miyeike. Now what is Taisus answering? So that's what Taisus is answering as follows. Taisus is answering, there's a loshen ha-gemorim that mitzvah b'makayim choyve rishus korilei. That means there are different dargis of chiyev. There's a chiyev shal choyve and there's a chiyev of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, mitzvah b'makayim choyve rishus korilei. So the Gemara was not machadish one yesoid. The Gemara was machadish. That's what Rabbi Yechon said, Olavai shiz palo koloyim kuloy, is not a choyva, it's a mitzvah. That's what Olavai shiz. So Memele, so Pshad is like this. So there's a mitzvah to be mispalo, when you're misupik. There's a mitzvah to say nila tishabov. That's true, there's a mitzvah to say nila tishabov, 100%. But it is not like Taina Sibba. Taina Sibba, there's a chayva to say nila. And by Tishbav, there's only a mitzvah. In mitzvah, legabi chayva, rishus korile. That is what Taisa says. Umishani, osam chayve, Taina Sibba is a chayv, for rishus, perish, loy legamri rishus. We're not saying it's a rishus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a rishus. We mean to say, we want to differentiate between a mitzvah and a choyve, el a mitzvah mi'ika, the zikr a mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara calls it a rishus. That's the lashon of the Taisus HaRashba. The Taisus HaRashba says, mitzvah k'tas ike b'ni'ila b'tishabov, k'moy b'sofik ispalo. There's a mitzvah k'tas, there's a mitzvah by both of them. Side by Tisha B'Av, and side by Sofer Kispalo. Look to Gemara weiter. Wie boy is aima, my, so my mail could be that, the first mahalach is that the Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no kaponim chiyuv nila b'Tisha B'Av. Wie boy is aima, my eina ketaina sibo, la esrim v'arbo, by a tiny sibo, there's 24 brachas, and here there's not 24 brachas. It's only 18 brachas, we're not meisa brachas. Rapope oma, my ene ke tiny sibo, ene ke rishoinois, elo ke achroinis. Va asura. Let us see Rashi. Rapope oma, lesni varbo, this number meseches tiny, shemisifim betaine sibo, sheish brachas, or shmoine esre. By Tisha B'Av, you'd only have 18 brachas. Rapope oma, lo oilum kedesal kedaita mi korem. The ene ketaine sibo, da oma, lebeina shmoshes koma. Forget the way you said before. That Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny tzibu legabi bein hashmoshes. Now, before we understood that it means that bein hashmoshes is mutter here, and also a tiny tzibu. Now, it must know it's pungfakel. Like Tisha L'Rabbi Yochanan Kamai said, the haide koma eine ke tiny tzibu lechumre koma. Vori koma, eine ke sholish rishoynes. The sholish rishoynes by tiny kshomim, shemuta bein hashmoshes shalom, kedis nambu betaynes oichlam v'shoyishim mishach sheicho. You're allowed to eat a whole night. Ella kachoynis to sambu oichlam v'shoisim v'boidyoim. So ene ketayin the sibba means like the shalosh rishoynis. The shalosh rishoynis is muta b'achila kol alayla. And Tisha B'Av is zafila bein hashmoshis is osa. So the Gemara weiter. Meisvei ein bein Tisha B'Av liyem ekipurim osh. Zeh sveikei osa v'zeh sveikei muta. That by Safik and Tisha B'Av is Muta, and then by Yom Kippur it's also. My Sveike Muta, Lav Bein HaShmoshes Shaloi. The Bein HaShmoshes is Muta, Omar Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi, Loi Lekviya Diyalcha. Now if a person is Mesupik, now Bein HaShmoshes is Taka also by Tisha B'Av also. We explained the last time, according to Chassam Sofer, according to the Dvar Shmuel, Bein HaShmoshes, the Bein HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av is also. Now what it says, Sveikei Muta, if he doesn't know which day is Tisha B'Av, today is the 9th or the 8th. So then we said, over some Sefer, so he fasts the 10th, which is a Suffolk 9th, Suffolk 10th. But he doesn't have to fast both days. Mashain can be Yom HaKippurim, if he has a Suffolk, he has to fast both days. But now we have a beraisa that says as follows. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyem HaKippurim. The only difference
between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is in Zweika. Ha'lechol divrayim, zeh shavim, but in all other inyanim, so Tisha B'Av is similar to Yom Kippur. The Gemara Messiah L'Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Osaloi La'odom sheyoshit etzboi b'mayim b'Tisha B'Av, keder she'osaloishit etzboi b'Yom Kippur. This was Rabbi Elazar's member, say v'ray from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says the only difference in halacha between Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur and Misfeika, he vices in all other yonim, they're similar. So just like B'Yom Kippurim, the Issa Rechitze is a filah he shot as etzba b'mayim, so who adin v'Tisha B'Av, arayet Rabbi Elazar from this Baraisa. Frag the Gemara, Meisvei, we learned another Baraisa, ein ben Tisha B'Av l'tayne sibu, al shezeh osel basiyas malocha, v'zeh muta basiyas malocha, tayne sibu is osel basiyas malocha, and Tisha B'Av is muta basiyas malocha, b'mokim shen lo'agu. Alachol divrayim, zeh v'zeh shovim, abel vayistais, and all other nyonim, Tisha B'Av and tayne sibu have the same malocha, v'ilu gabi tayne sibu tanyem. It says over here that the whole difference between Tisha B'Av and a Tayne Sibu is only Malachim. Well, it got to be all other Malachim is similar. So it comes out that Tisha B'Av is Muta Panav Yodo V'Raglo. So from this Baraisa, we see Klo not like Rabbi Elazar. Amar Apope, Tane Kuli Kuli Ktoni. The Tane is only telling us the coolest that Tisha B'Av has in comparison with Yom Kippur and in comparison with Tayne Sibu. But the chumres that Tisha B'Av has over these manim, the Tana isn't speaking about. Let us see Rashi. Lav bein hashmoshe is the kasha l'rover Rabbi Yechon Amri bein hashmoshe shaloi also halachol divreim zeh v'zeh shov in mul sabah peinam shei v'dayik lo mimas nisn dalel dektoni. Ein bein tisha bo de yom kippurim shem buta lechat chila bo zeh ma shosu bo zeh o shu zeh sveike osu bo zeh sveike muta. That's the only difference. Ein bein tayne sibu le tisha bo ksal kadai toch bein lo hokil bein la achmel. The tisha bo is not gringer than a tayne sibu, it's not more chomo than a tayne sibu. They're the same, only in the malacha they're different. Alma loy chama tisha b'av mitayne siba. B'tayne siba tayne panav yodav v'raglo muta. So vayis is nishvi Rabbi Elazar. And for the Gemara, tane kuli kuli nokat. Kol hani ein bein cha tane omrinu. One tane said both. V'kuli kuli nokat. B'reishe tane ein tisha b'av kal miyoyim akipurim l'chatchile. Eis is in an hogis. There's no coolest of Tisha B'Av over Yom Kippur, Elish Zesveikoi, Osav Zesveikoi Muta. V'seif etone, ein Tisha B'Av kal mitayne sibu, Elolini Meloche. But in all other things, there's no cooler that Tisha B'Av has, that Tisha B'Av is killed from a tayne sibu. The only cooler is in Sveikoi. The only cooler is in Meloche. The only cooler Gabi Yom Kippur is Gabi Sveika, that's the only cooler. Ubechumre, the Chomer Tisha B'Av mitayne sibu, loyairi hochi, we're not speaking about chlal, the Chumres that Tisha B'Av has over a tayne sibu. The Tedik Mino Zeve Zeh Shovim, the Gabi Rechitza Zeve Zeh Shovim. No, the Tisha B'Av is more Chomer than a tayne sibu, loyalamunyin Rechitza Tisha B'Av Chomer. Kuli, kuli kton, zaktoiswitz, Aces the Gemara asked Akasha Rabbi Elazar said that Tisha B'Av is also Lahoisha that's boy Bamayim. Dosh Data has was ain bein Tisha B'Av Lataina Sibur Alamaloche. Bavaisis Lagabi Rechitza they're the same. So it's Akasha and Rabbi Elazar says Lagabi Rechitza they're not the same. Because Lagabi Tisha B'av is also Loish that's boy by Mayim, and Lagabi Tanasi B'pon of Yodam Raglov is Mutter. So Tachtois was B'emes, and this cash is not a cash only on Rabbi Loza. But Loi the Rabbi Loza, the also Loish that's boy by Mayim, so Loi Mekuli Kuli Ktoni. But Lagabi Tisha B'av, let's see Lamaisa, not according to Rabbi Loza. So not according to Rabbi Loza, we'll say Ponov, Yodov, Raglov is Mutter by Tisha B'av. Let us assume that. So, but Tisha B'av l'chol apoches kol gufoy osar afilu b'tzoyna. But this is klal that Tisha B'av is more chomel than a tiny sibo legabi kol gufoy. That's a double muskim. Kol gufoy b'tzoynon is osar b'tisha B'av. Kol gufoy b'tzoynon is muta b'tiny sibo. B'tayne sibo muta, b'tzayne k'demucha b'kama d'tayne. So me'mele, so Taisus means to say, the second veraise that says, ein bein tisha b'av l'tayne sibo, only me'ele, only basiyas meloche, so this veraise is problematic on Rabbi Loza. There's another difference between tisha b'av and l'tayne sibo. Tisha b'av is also l'chayitz kol gufay b'tzayne, and l'tayne sibo is muta. So, the Gemara got it kechepet mit Rabbi Loza. But Taisa says, the kasha is a kasha filo on Rabbi Loza. That's what Taisa says. There's a beautiful vote from the Briske Rav. The Briske Rav wants to say, emphasize this kasha. That Be'emison, the only kasha was according to Rabbi Loza. Not according to Rabbi Loza, there's no problem in this, the second Bereisa. So the Briske Rav says as follows. In the Isurim of Tisha B'av, Be'emesin, there are certain halachas which are also because of two different reasons. For example, let's talk about Rechitze. Rechitze is also in Tisha B'av als Tainis. That means that's Rechitze is one of the Chameishas Inuyim. It's also Yom Kippur, and a tainus is machayiv anisa rechitze. How much rechitze is also? That's ponav yodav raglov kol gufay chamim tzayin. Oh, that's already. Although heishotas it's boy b'mayim, that's already this chilukim in the chaymer atainus. That Yom Kippur is heishotas it's boy b'mayim. Tainus sibur is ponav yodav raglov is muta. But al kaponim. A tainus creates an issa rechitze. And Tisha B'av is a tainus, which also has an issa rechitze, machmas tainus shaboy. The Briske Rav says there's another sibbe of the issa rechitze by Tisha B'av als avelis. The Gemara says that all the dini avelis, which are knowing by an oval, is knowing by Tisha B'av. So memela an oval is also berechitze, so Tisha B'av is also berechitze. So the Briske Rav, these two baraises are speaking about the halachis, what a tainus is machayev. Ein bein tisha b'av l'yayim ha-kippurim. So the first barais is saying what the tainus of Yom Kippur is machayev, what the tainus of tisha b'av is machayev. So the Gemara says, the tainus of Yom Kippur is sveikai also. Here sveikai muta. So that's the dini tainus of Yom Kippur. The difference between the tainus of Yom Kippur, the tainus of Tisha B'av. The second baraisa is speaking about that the tainus sibah is also the meloche. This is not also the meloche, but the other hilchis tainus, what a tainus sibah has, this also has. So memeila. So the Gemara says, Vaisdois, it has the same hilchis tainis of a tainis sibo. Not, it doesn't have, that's the Gemara's kasha. According, Rabbi Loza learned pshat, that the first baraisa is telling us that in the hilchis tainis, which asas rechitze, is a rechitze that is also b'yom ha-kippurim. No, the second baraisa tells us that the Isser Tainis, which asks the Isser Rechitze, which the Tainis asks, is like the Isser Rechitze at the Tainis Sibur asks. We're speaking about the Isurim, which the Tainis is Mechayev. That what an oval is also, that what Tisha B'Av is also betoinon kol gufoi, that is not mitzad hilchis tayne sheboy. That is mitzad hilchis oval sheboy. Just like the Briskerov says, the Baraisa did not differentiate between Tisha B'Av and the other Tanaisim that Tisha B'Av is also betalmud Torah, and then mutter betalmud Torah. Why didn't we say such a chilek? He says because the Issa Talmud Torah is mitzad avelis. Issa Talmud Torah is not mitzad hilchos tainus. What are you saying? Here it's awesome, here it's mutter. My man shmitleitza al Sinai. That avelis asas Talmud Torah. So he says, so lo le divrei Rabbi Loza, we wouldn't have a problem to learn the second baraisa. The second baraisa, I take a learn like the second baraisa, that the Issa Rechitze of Tisha B'Av is equivalent to the Issa Rechitze of a tiny Tzibur, and it's only also upon of Yoda Veraglov. That's it. We see that Tisha B'Av is also called Gufei B'Tzoinim. That's not Al Tzedin Tayne Shaboy. That is Al Tzedin Avela Shaboy. That's how the Briskerov wants to emphasize this question. To be Hamel, want to say, so what's how Taisvis held Mestome? May this is a Melant after Brisker Derech, as the Bereis is only speaking about the Dine Tayne Shaboy. In Taisus of Gelarum, the Barais is telling us like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Barais is telling us Halachis. Ein Bein, this Barais was written for Yidina also. That there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Taina Sibo, only Gabi Yassis Malacha, but in Hilchis Rechitze, the Dine Rechitze are the same. I'm not talking about Hilchis Talmud Torah, but I'm talking about Dine Rechitze. I'm telling you, in Dini Rechitze, they're the same. Dini Rechitze means the same. It means the same. Legamri the same. Not only mitzad tainus, they're the same. I mean, the Taisus loim shat that the Baraisa zook me, that a Yidina could learn this Baraisa and know what to do. So it's telling me that the Dini Rechitze, the Betisha B'Av, are equivalent to the Dini Rechitze, betainus Sibo. So the Meir Sotaisa says it's not true, because the Dine Rechitza of Tisha B'Av are more chomer than the Dine Rechitza of Taina Sibo. We had further in the Mishnah, B'chol Mokim Tamid Chachomim B'Teilim, only a Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Oima Loilam Yasodam Atzmai Talmud Chochem. The Memred Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sova Leichayshin and Liyuara. Shimon Gamliel is not chayish liyura. What's the yura? The Baal Tanura says the reason one is not allowed to do meloche Tisha B'Av, a Talmud Chochem, is shlo yisiach date mi'avelis. So memele, a mensch was held by the Baal, that he's not, won't be mesiach date mi'avelis, so he shouldn't do any meloche shlo yisiach date mi'avelis. You have a person that's not a Talmud Chochem, a tutnish kai meloche. Well, that's not mein tut nicht kein Malache, aber ayu mistich das sich ein Schmuz, that tut nicht kein Malache. So the whole anhog of nishton Malache, which the whole sibis iser is bishol yisir date me avela, if you're not a Talmud Chochem, it's mechzik yure. That's not a tachlis mitzad atzmai. It's only an efshavus to make sure you won't be mistich das. So vayisay sab shimon gamliel sava leichashin el yura. The Rabbonim Savri Chashin Eloyua. Va'ipcha Shamin Elohu. We learned Fakir. This Nam. Chosen im Yirza Likreis Krishma Laila Rishoyna Koyrei. If he wants to learn Krishma, let him learn. Rab Shimim Gamli Loima Loika Loroitza Little Es Hashem Yitra. No. Not everyone can take the Shem. So Shtikol Bier in the Mishnah dachtach mir, that the Rashi in Brochis says as follows. Why is a chosen potter from Krishma? So there's two Rashis in Brochis, that Yudalev and Madalev. She torud b'machsheves bilas mitzvah, is torad b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. And Rashi says, another place, shemachashev al esik b'sule. He's torad with the machshove of b'ilas mitzvah. Vachsach mir, I think, pshat in Rashi is, Taisus and Ksubis, Tavdalit says, why is the first bila called bilas mitzvah? Bishum d'chsiv ki boyalayach oisayach. Vamrinan ein ishe kairesas bris el lamisha oise oiso keili. Vayidei kach, so she's kaires bris with him, since al yod doi, she became royle isabel. Vayidei kach, midvak bo, so he's dovak to here, ובוין לידי פרובו. ולהוכי קורי לבילה ראשונה בילס מצווה. Taisus seems it bothered that there's no mitzvah sapiya v'ribi in the first bila, aber kaponim, this bila, which is a machshir to the whole bias, it makes a krisis bris between them, by Elayach HaYisayach, and Lidei Kach Midvat Bo, so this is the yesod of the whole marriage. Now, what is pshat? Torud b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. Bachsamir pshat is, now, we are not speaking about a koinus as a psula. We're not speaking about a bochel. We're talking about a person who has 25 wives. The 26th wife, a koinus as a psula, is potter from Krishma. He's torud b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. So what is matret him? Bachsamir, They bring a vote from the Gera Rebbe. The Gera Rebbe said that, why is Shiluach HaKan called a mitzvah kala? So the Gera Rebbe said because by the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, loy shayach bo avoides ha'achone. A person can't prepare himself for Shiluach HaKan. Shre mitzvoso daike kshi yikore bulte yachone. The Iker Tilche Shel Mitzvah Hi Bahachone Eileo. The Iker Tilche of the Mitzvah is the Hachone that a person prepares himself how to do the Mitzvah correctly. Is Dachsech Mir, since this Boyalayach Oisayach, since this Bilus Mitzvah is a Yesoid in the Binyan Abayis, Torud Mamarsheves Bilus Mitzvah, the Tirdes Amarsheves is Fakert Hachone, how the mitzvah should be done, but often Hayyaisel knows that there'll be a greater krisis bris, there'll be a greater dveikis, and it doesn't come from zichalay. It needs achone and machshove. So memele, so if this person, this chosen, is torah b'machshove, is bilas mitzvah, now it came this man of krishme, so he's not mechuyev to be menatik, his machshove from this mitzvah and go now to the new mitzvah of Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shammai, he continues, and he has a ptur of Oisik b'mitzvah, potah min ha-mitzvah. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, there's two Rab Shimon Gamliel. There's one Rab Shimon Gamliel that said, the Chachamim said, if you want to learn, you can learn. There Rab Shimon Gamliel said, no, leikol ha-reitza litol es Hashem. It's not a Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel before it says when he was kindness as a psula, so he learned Krishma. So they asked him, Rebbe, we learned that kindness as a psula is potmin a Krishma. So he says he doesn't want to be mevatel kabbalos el malchus shemayim mimenu afilu shoachas. He has to learn Krishma. So now let us understand Rab Shimon Gamliel for 1 minute. Rab Shimon Gamliel dings that with the din of Isaac b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. There's a klal Isaac b'mitzvah learning from a posik b'lechas didoch. It's a posik. What should any yochel levatal il malchus shemayim afilu shachas? No, pshat is like this. We'll see. Rashi says this. This is the second half of Rashi. Rab Shimon Gamliel was a yerei chet. What's a yerei chet? Eretzich a dugma of a yerei chet. I once saw bringing down. The goyin is given a yerei chet. What's the maisa? They bring down a muyim dike maisa with the goyin. The goyin, once by accident, he pushed a shell. And he chalish. Shabbos, he pushed a shell on the table, a shell on the clip on the table, and he pushed it, and he chalish. He was metalto, muktze, b'shoigik, in Shabbos, and he chalish. the Manchester Hashivas are not brings down this mice. So his mamtik, the going was a murderke gibor. He had murderke physische koiches. If he could learn 22 hours a day and how much he ate, how much he was a muimdeke gibor. Physically. He halished that he was nitschel on such a head. Finally, they demented him. No, he's back again. Then he sees again the klipa that he touched. He reminds himself what happened. He halished again. They demented him again. But the third time already, his wife went and started chewing the klipa. She told him it's edible. Not mukze. I could, the bishas atchaki can eat it. Oh, he didn't halish anymore. So he found out that it's not mukze. That's a picture of a yerei chet. A yerei chet means a person who fears a chet. He's a scared of a chet. He's a yorei of a chet. A person who's a yerei chet, he has a terrible problem. So, l'ashi odom afachitomit. So what's going to ensure him he won't be nifshel in a chet? So you know what's going to ensure him? Kabbalah sil malcha shamayim. His Krishna was a Kabbalah El Malchus Shemaim that ensured him that he won't be nichshel in achet. He's a yerei chet. He won't be nichshel in achet. So, remember, that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that he learned Krishna. I won't be mevatel afilu shahachas Kabbalah El Malchus. Not else the mitzvah of Krishna. The mitzvah of Krishna. There's a din. I said the mitzvah pot min a mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to learn Krishna. But what is he going to do with the chet? He has to make sure he shouldn't be nikshal in the chet. That's why he had to be mekabel el malchus shemayim. And this is what Rashi says. Let's start from the middle of Rashi. Let's start all Rashi. Lita leis Hashem kesa prishus v'yiras chet. That yet that's a kesa of yiras chet. What is pshat the kesa of yiras chet? She'ine yochel levatel heimenu malchus shemayim afilo layla achas. That means that would he couldn't be mevatel. That's the yiras chet shaboy. That means what's going to be after the Krishna was an injection of kabbalos el malchus shemayim of such his batlas that after his Krishna there was no mokim for chet anymore. That's what Rashi says. That's a kesser. That's a kesser of yiras chet. Sheni yochel levatel menu malchus shemayim afilu layla achas. What's the first kesser? The kesser of prishus. That's at the Kesser of Prishus. That means to say such a kunz that he can be menatik his machshove that till now he was oisik machashiv about the vilas mitzvah and all of a sudden he's in oil malchus shamayim and the ganzen is batlas legamri. That's also a Kesser. That's a meirdike kunz that till 8 o'clock he can the machshove is dolden and the machshove darf sein dolden because that's the hachon of the mitzvah. And he has to think about dvorim gashmis dikin yonim because that is the mitzvah. And 8 o'clock when it comes to lang krishme, he's ein oid mulvadoi. So that's two ksorim. That's a keser of prishus and a keser of yiras chet. So memele, if we have stamazay achosin, 8 o'clock he's gonna lang krishme. Who are you fooling? It's mamish gaive. It's merzike yure. Nit the house by the yiras chet azoi. You can be menatik yourself. You can be perish yourself from this machshava to this machshava. So memele, the merzike yure is a loy kolorets a little yitlenu. The merzike yure mechinim biyode fakert. Such an hoge pas no for people who have ksorim. So, Mamela, we have a stira. Here, it's also the same Indian. The Issa Malacha is also, the Issa Malacha is because, he shouldn't be Messiah Das from Avelis. No, that would have been a good thing. A mensch was nicht Messiah Das from Avelis when he doesn't do Malacha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Tak, it's, is that toys? One of the two Mishnayos is a mistake. I mean, the one who is chayish le yure there has to be chayish for yure here. Rav Shisha bereida Rav Idi Omar loy seipach. No, the rabbonon ad rabbonon loy kashe. Hoche, there the rabbonon said it's mutter for chosn to loy krishme, and here it is also for a not talmud chochem not to do melochem. Why? Given the kuli alma of the melache, be'iu loy ovid merzike yura. Aber lassen, kiemen de kolau, mi kori, vi iu na mi kori, le merzi ki jure. That means over here that since his actions are not so boiled over here, because, over there, everyone is learning Krishna. He's also learning Krishna. Dafman Kukin, he has a nicer suit, he's the chosen. But he's not different than everyone. So Mimele, you have to be misboinen, or er is the chosen and learn Teuchet Krishna. But since it's not so boiled, his hanhage, what he's doing, it blends in with everyone else. So Mimele, it's not Merzi Kiyura. Merzi Kiyura is only when there's flashing lights that want to show what he's doing. It doesn't hit the eye. Mashenkin over here, everyone is doing malach tishabov and negates a chazaya rum on a malach. Here they're flashing lights. He's telling everybody, ich kann sich nicht mesir da sein von der Velus von Tishabov. Well, that's Merzi Kiyura. That's the svar of the chachomin. Avshimen gimli adoshimen gimli leikashe. Over there, you see klal the yura. That means the minute you chap that he's learning Krishna, so you see the yura. Because late Krishna needs kavona, and that's klal he doesn't have kavona. So I'm a mele. So that alone is the merzi kiyura. Avol hocher le merzi kiyura, even though he's different. But you don't see from his actions, you don't see the sibe for the difference of his anhoge. Amri malacho de lasle, paikhazi kama batloni ike beshuke. A lot of people could be that he's not working because there's a lot of people who don't have work. Zog Rashi. Mechlefes hashita tanishe sidron to ba'achas men ba'echlif shitose. Omri meloche leslei, aroi oise botel, omrim ein loi malas, is loi merzi kinoyeg boi iso. So from here, chomim omrim, bi Yehuda hoya oisen meloche, b'arvi psochim ad chatzois, bi Yehuda they did do meloche, u begolo loi hoya oisen kol ikyo. Halayla, what about oir labo oso, b'shamay oisrim, b'shilu matirim ad honei tzachamim. Shama Aso, the Mesilla was Matan. Halayla Oir Labos. Sukta Gemore, Mikore Tone Minhogem. Tole Beminik. We started off the Peirik, Mokim Shenogu. So the whole Issa Malach is a Minik, Ulubisoif Tone Isure. Tiktoni Beishamai Oisrim, the Mashme Bechol Moke. Says Oisrim Mashme Bechol Mokem. The Sam Sofer explains this Rashi. He says the difference between a minig, the iser of a minig and an iser is pshat is in a place where the minig is not applicable. That means if the whole iser is out, let's say in Yehuda or Yoisin Meloche. So in Golul, they also held the Anshe Yehuda are correct. And for Yehuda, there was no such minig. That means a minig is pshat, as the minig is for the mokim a minig, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to, alts minig. It's also for me alts minig, but you're allowed to do it. Oisrin is mashme beishamai, oisrin vaiseis, it's also bechol mokim. If it's also b'chol mokim, so vices, then it's an isa, not a minig. That's how the Sam Sofer says pshat and Rashi. L'b'soi tani yisure, diktoni b'shamei oisrim, demashme b'chol mokim. The shame oisrim vices, it's also everywhere. So hakochach, it's not totally a minig, because it'll be totally in minig, so then it's only where the minig was known. Enfer de gemore, omar ab yoichanin loy kasha. Horab Meir, Horab Yehuda. He says, this whole Indian of Issa Moloche is a Machloikas Chamei Rab Yehuda. The Sanya Omer Rab Yehuda, Be Yehuda Haya Oysen Moloche Ba'avi Psochim Ad Chatzoyt, Be Golul Einen Oysen Kol Ika. That's Rab Yehuda, Omer Loi Rab Meir, Maraya Yehuda Be Golul Lekan. Was brings to Yehuda Be Golul? Olumokim Shenogu Lassis Moloche Oysen, Mokim shenogu shloi lasais einoisin. Es mide koma rab meir min hogo. Bachlaud rab yude isuri koma. Sogt Rashi. Ma raye Yehuda begolo lakam af kol mokim shenogu heta. Heta, nogo isa, isa. Was brengst du rab Yehuda? Was brengst du Yehuda in Golo? There's no... There's no special din between Yehuda and Golo and any place else. It's probably what the Menag HaMokim is. Miklal, Sefer Rabbi Yehuda did mention Yehuda and Golo. Miklal, Rabbi Yehuda is Surikoma. Demne Yehuda, Matirim, all over. Vene Golo, Oysa. Demen Hoge, Koma, my Plutte, the Rameya. So what is Rameya Chayla? Call Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Yochi Yaboma. Be Golo, lo Yenoigim, by Isa. Sheikh Miro Alat, me viewed in Oigan by Heta. So me mele, so that's the Machloikis. I said, so we have here a Machloikis. Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, what was in Golo? In Golo that was also, was it also Mikoyach Minig? In the Mekoymis that were also to do Malacha. Was it also Mikoyach Minig? That's how Rameya holds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Isser was Mikoyach, the Stakan Isser Taket. So Memele, so that's Pshat Nigmaros Teretz. So the first mission is going according to Rameya. So according to Rameya, it says Mokim Shenogu, Mokim Shenogu. It's totally in each Mokim what the meaning is. The safe of the Mishneh, Beishamay Oysam Besilu Matirim Adonai Tzachame, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Taket that the Chiluki that it's not totally in Minig, it's totally Mikeradin. So therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda said over the Seifa, he said, Beishamay Oisrim Bechol Mokim, Isilu Matirim. So Machloikis and Isa Veheta. Frag the Gemara. Vesova Rabbi Yehuda Abo Oso Mutra Basiyas Meloche. Posanye Rabbi Yehuda Oimel. Amenachesh. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say that comes out in Yehuda? It's muta basiyas meloche. It's muta basiyas. The Abba Kaponim, the Anshe Yehuda hold that it's muta basiyas meloche. Vasanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amenachesh b'shloisha osa. A person was menachesh. She wanted to take out the asabim roim between the two. B'shloisha also b'nissen. B'nekra b'yodoi, and by mistake, he was oiker a shibaylus of tvuet. This he didn't want to take out, because this he wants to grow. Is shoisla, she should replant it now, b'mekoyim hatit, where it's muddy, v'en shoisla b'mokim hagrit. But he should not plant it in a dry place. Now, what is the difference between a dry place and a muddy place? Because the time is of essence. We want that it should become that it should be rooted before the Akrovas HaOmer. So the mice, so whatever will grow will not fall to the Issar of Chodesh. After, if it's rooted after the Akrovas HaOmer, so it's Chodesh. So it's whatever grows is Chodesh. So Memele, so shoyslo b'mokim hatit, v'en shoyslo b'mokim agrit. So this whole aloche was said b'shloisha osa, amenakish b'shloisha osa, b'shloisha osa in ba'arbo osa loy. But arbo osa, this aloche is not applicable. Like the Gemara, Mechdei Shemini Leil Rabbi Yehuda Dama Kol Hakol V'Sheini Keletes L'Shloisha Yomim Shuvayne Keletes. Takes 3 days for Hakova to be niklid. Bisal kedaitach abo osa mutabasiyas maloche. If abo osa is also mutabasiyas maloche, so this aloche is applicable until the 14th day. Lo moli shloisha osa. Why does he say I'm in nakish? Bishloisha osa v'nekrom. For ike, the same aloche can be learned the 14th day. Arbeisa, bachmeisa, umiksa shitsa. That means the 14th, the 15th, and part of the 16th, is Mitzvah Shem Kekuloi. So the halacha could have been said on the 14th day also. That he should plant it right away, to chaparayim before the oimer. they'll be chazi for the oima, because after the, that means if it'll be niklat already by the beginning of the 16th day, and the oima will be matter. So why did Rabbi Yehuda speak only, so this halacha is possible on the 14th day also? Why don't he speak about the 13th day? Because the 14th day you can't do malacha. That means that as Rabbi Yehuda holds, that it's also to do malacha all over the 14th day. No, the Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Golo. And Golo, Taka, you're not allowed to do malacha. They hold it also by malacha. But at night you can do malacha. So why do they have to speak about the 13th day? Let them speak about the night to the 14th day. Omar Avsheshes kebeishami. It's like beishami, that at night you're also not allowed to do malacha. Rabash yom aloilam kebeisilu. Lefi shein darkan shabni odom lenakish belailo. That Emerson, speaking about according to the Anshei Golo. So Anshei Golo, the whole that you're not allowed to do malacha the 14th day. Now the kasha is, why didn't he speak about the night of the 14th day, which is muta? In derech shel bnei odom lenakesh balayla. But one is not menakesh balayla. So the mele, so. One is not menakish balayla, so my male therefore here to speak about the 13th day. Tachmid the Dvar Shmuel asks, if we pass on according to Beis Hillel, so you can be matirin, Beis Hillel matir mat ha-Netzach Hametz, so you can speak about the 14th day, he was menakish before the Netzach Hametz. So to vice toys, nidachnish al bnei odom to be menakish before the Netzach Hametz also, that means, at night, tut me sicher nicht. And before the night of Hammer, geht me davenen, and tut me leicht nicht. So me mele, so it's only later in the day that person is menakish. So me mele, so he's going be mocking me begolu. That they held it also up the 14th day. Ravino mal oilam be Yehuda, it's really speaking about be Yehuda. The Yehuda holds it's mutter to do malach. Aye, if it's mutter to do malach, if it's mutter to do malach, so why doesn't he speak about the 14th day when you have 3 days for aklota, the 14th, 15th, and 16th? In order for it to be niklat, you need two complete days, and the third day, the fila mikzis of the third day is enough to be goyma the haklote. The klite. So therefore he couldn't say yudalid, because yudalid is not a complete day. Zot Rashi. Besav Rabbi Yudah Mutter, the common Yudah Matirin, Amenakesh Mibain, Dobo Shaina Dogam. Bishloisha Mibain Tuas, Dobo Shaina Dogam. Bishloisha Sabanisim, Aforish Vosel, Shloisha Samainoka. Ekabiyode, Ashibayla Satsman, Ekabiyode, Sheirosh Minoritz, Ubo Larza Vil Shaisla, Shaisla Mokimatit, Shetamayo Likloit, Yes, the Ma'alik Lloyd called him Oimel. Shaimel matter as Anishroshim. Oimel's matter than Ishroshim. Abba Anishroshim Achaimel. Asurim Mishim Chodesh at Shabbi Oimel. Abba. Agreed. Yovei Shaini Mimalik Lloyd. Nakish Bishloy Shosok Tony. Nakish Barbosa Lloyd Tony. My time in Okis Loy Shosok. Lloyd Tony Abosa. He mishum dolei miklat lifnei ha'imer hakol b'shisha osa mechdesh min Rabbi Yehuda pekam b'reshishon that 3 days it's niklat v'yabo osa mutam b'mloch ninket abeisa nami tike mitzis abeisa v'chameisa kule mitzis shitsa atshasa krobosa. So the Gemara first tells us begol oshanish l'reisim b'mloch kalika b'abo osa ben nishas mishnizu Vikalai lo motzi l'mitzah menachesh leili abosu ke beisham ve demastisim v'san alayla beisham v'yoyis. Hav zatsin rabinu amaloi lom b'yehude dekash shalach lisni b'abosu. V'bashroshe yechad miktsis omrinam. Drei Mitzvahs leim brinne in Ashrosh, echad Mitzvahs yom kekul leim brinne, mho yim en Akish bein Ashmoshes. Shot nishes abo osel ho min tzlap davke ben Ashmoshes, but before bein Ashmoshes. Aber minen de kol tabi yudalet sholim, ach mishe osel sholim, em mitzvah shisha osel. Abo drei Mitzvahs kegem en Akish bi yudalet, in bono lemay me drei Mitzvahs, ta lo yam brinne. So that's why he had to say, in order that there should be, that it should be Niklat, it had to be Dafke Yoim Yud Gimel. Zog Taisus, Omar Ameya, Maraya, Yehuda, Vegola, Lakam. Zog Taisus, Rameya, the Islay, the Havim in Hoge, Rameya, hold, it is a minik. Kesovad leinechleku beishami beisulu bedovol ze. The first mission in the beginning of our mission is like according to Rameya. According to Rameya, how did he learn shat in beishami beisulu? Leinechlu beishami beisulu bedovol ze. Beminig leishayich plukte the lechze heichinoik. So he holds the bechal not such a machloikis. We had a psarashi that bezem and bez, Rashi said, surpass the machloikas by a minig. If it's an oiskahalt in a minig, so it could be, that's pshat in the machloikas. That's what I'm saying for once to say this. In the Koma Rameyer min Hoge, Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Isuri Koma. The Masnissen, like a Lamei de Kochi, Medaik from the Mishnah, Wie bekommt man eine Kammer mit Hoge, mit Klau, der Chacham, mit Missouri, Komri, mit Masnis, Nikola, Meimer, Tatawaiu, Sobri, mit Hoge. Both of them hold me, ich war, ich kann mich auch mit einer Kammer, lo, mit der Seis im Dvorech, lo, ja, die Jochel, auf Polisch, Dvorech, lo, ma, be Golil, ein Eisen, be Juda Eisen. Be Breise, lo, Scheich, lo, Polisch, auch hier, you can't say that that's Pshat in the Breise, though. So therefore, that's why the Gemara erst, from the Breise. Kol arkovesh ein akeletes. Im taima, if it takes 3 days to be koilet lo mein a shoysla b'mokim hagrid, I kolt ach loishi yamim shoru lo ima. Vi loi kolte, shuv loi tikloi ben tzor hetek mechiti de kade. You say, that's the criteria. That it, in 3 days, if it's koilet, it's koilet, and if it's not koilet, it'll never be koilet. So, won't be koilet in this matter. So, koponim, so my dapkis is say, בבתית, why not במוקם הגריד? יש להם דה במוקם הגריד מאחרס ליטלית יויסם מגימל יומים. וכאל, that lotion, that with 3 days one can be ensured that it will be ניקלט, that's דווקא במוקם תית. נמי, יש לוחוש שירה שלו יתיק לוי, if he put it במוקם הגריד, and it won't be קיילת, שיש שלו יויסם במוקם התית אחר האימא. So he might go... Bishoyslet b'mokim atit acha ha'ima. That's pshat. So that's why that's why they said he should only be shoyslet b'mokim atit.